Yeah, you know, I would say this. I have so much respect for Brad and his staff. We played them, Harry, 2 years ago. It was our last game before the Christmas break, and that was our championship year. And very similar, you know, we went back and I glanced at that game to see if I could pull anything from it. But I couldn't because we were playing guys that, you know, once we got into conference play, didn't really weren't in the rotation. We were still figuring it out, moving pieces around, very similar to how we were this November. And so, but Brad is great. He does an unbelievable job. We do a lot of things very similarly, I think, as coaches. Things that we value, things that we emphasize are a lot of along the same lines. He's a great defensive team. They're a very good rebounding team. The way they share the ball, those are all things that we take a lot of pride in as well. And so it's going to be, in a lot of ways, playing a team that has a lot of similarities to us, obviously, just a little more size and athleticism at every position. And so we've got to do a really good job of just making sure that, you know, we protect the paint, we defend these guys, we keep them off the glass. We have to protect the basketball so that we don't let them play in transition because that's when their size and athleticism can really just be a problem when you give them live ball turnovers. And then we've got to really move the ball. You know, we were the best 3-point shooting team in the OVC this year. We weren't at the top of the league in attempts, but we take quality shots, top 20 in the country in assisted field goal rate for the third year in a row. So when you're playing against these teams, you got to let it fly a little bit. You can't pass up or up on threes because they're going to be tightening those gaps and they're going to contest you at the rim heavily, significantly more than what you find in the OVC.